Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Arndt Jorgens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting third. The right fielder, George Stumpf. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Klein. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Klein. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Olson reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it and throws to first for the out. Olson moves to third. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Olson scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Pickering reaches second base with a double. Jolly moves to third. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler takes first base on ball four. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler misplays the ball. That's an error on Wurstler. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Stump settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Connolly and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Olson takes first base on ball 4. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0-for-1 in the game. Stumpf strikes out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson scores. Olson moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Olson scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Jumbo Brown now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Jolly scores. Alexander moves to third. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pickering strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jumbo Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Combs moves to second. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wurstler hits a pop-up towards the mound. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Lazzari covering, for the out. Connolly moves to second. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Jumbo Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Olson takes first base on ball 4. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0-for-2 in the game. Stumpf hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Klein. Combs scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Ruth moves to third. It's 5-3, Red Sox. We'll see more now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to third. Chapman moves to second. One out. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehrig scores. Two outs. It's Yankees, 5, Red Sox, 5. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pickering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wurstler hits a line drive towards first. Gehrig catches it and steps on first to double up Pickering. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Will Seymour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Jumbo Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Jorgens and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Olsen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0-for-3 in the game. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson scores. Olsen moves to third. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Olsen scores. One out. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Alexander reaches third base with a triple. Stumpf goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Ed Wells now pitching. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pickering hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Pickering reaches third base with a triple. Alexander scores. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wurstler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Wurstler reaches second base with a double. Pickering scores. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wilsie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Olsen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Gehrig moves to third. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler misplays the ball. That's an error on Wurstler. Gehrig scores. Lazzari moves to second. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jorgens takes first base on ball 4. Lazzari moves to third. Larry moves to second. Samuel Bird pinch hits for Ed Wells. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Yankees 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes now pitching. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Olsen bunts towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to third. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson scores. Olsen moves to third. It's 11-6, Red Sox. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stumpf takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. Stumpf moves to second. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander strikes out. 2 outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Pickering strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Yankees 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue now playing left field. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wurstler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Jorgen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rhodes, and towards Larry, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willsie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and New York Yankees, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.